Father, we thank you this morning. I just love the word in this song. It says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Lord, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for making a way, through the Holy of Holies, through your blood, so we could come in the Holy of Holies. We could come to the secret place. So yeah, blessed assurance, you are mine. We belong to you, Father. We belong to life. We belong to your kingdom. It says, oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Thank you, Father, for salvation. Thank you that you have purchased us with the ultimate price, the blood of Jesus. And it is in the blood of, through the blood of Jesus that we come. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus prevail. And right now, Father, as we set this time, this hour apart, Lord, I honor your presence. You are here. You are here. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you are here. You are here. Father, we turn everything else, every other distraction, every other voices for this hour, just to focus on you, to acknowledge you, you alone, King Jesus, Lord of all. This is our story, this is our song, praising our Savior, King Jesus, Lord of all. Lord, we join our hearts, like it says in the verse here on the screen. It says, if my people, if your people call you, call out your name, humble ourselves, Father, even right now as we come, Lord, we humble ourselves. Yeah. Humble ourselves, acknowledging that we are in need of you, Lord. We are in need of you, Jesus. I am in need of you. I don't know about anybody else, but as for me, I am in need of you, Lord. Just like the sun is new every day, the morning is new, fresh daily, so is your mercy and your grace, God. So I don't take it for granted. I know I'm in need of you. I know your church is in need of you. I know we are in need of you in this place, God. Holy Spirit, without you, we've got nothing, 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 no. Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from coming through? Yes, we do. Do you wish that it could all be made brand new? We do. Is all creation groaning? It is. Is a new creation coming? Yes, it is. Is the light of the Lord? All creation groaning, it is. Is a new creation coming? Yes, I know, yes, it is. Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst. That's right, your glory, Jesus. Yes, it is. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? It is. Is the glory of God should be the light within our midst. Yes, it is. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? It is. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he's David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy of praise. Lord, you are worthy. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy of my praise. Does the Father truly loves me? Yes, he does. Does the Father truly cares for me? Yes, he does. No one else like you, Lord. Does my Father truly love me? Does our Father God in heaven truly loves us? Yes, he does. Does the Holy Spirit move among us? Yes. We give you room, Holy Ghost. Does the Father truly love us? He does. Does the Spirit move among us? Yes, he does. And does Jesus, our Messiah, hold those he forever love? Yes, I know he does. It's his grace that holds us. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? Yes, he does. Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? Yes, he does. Does the Spirit move among us? He does. Yes, I know he does. He's moving right now. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, conquered my grave. He's David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of worship? Lord, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slain. From every people and tribe, yes, from every nation and tongue, he has made us a king and priest to God who reign with his Son. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? You're holy, you are. You are holy, you are holy. You are worthy, you are worthy. You are worthy. Can search for all eternity long, I find no one deserving like you. King Jesus, let your glory fill this temple. We bring you more than a song. I bring you more than a song. I bring you more than a song.
worthy of it all. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. In your presence, all fear is gone. God, in your presence, God Almighty, in your presence, you made a way for me to enter the holy place. You made a way for us. Thank you, Lord.
Upon the Lord will be radiant. This is how I fight, this is how I fight my battles. In your presence, yeah. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. Surrender. This is how I fight my battle. In surrender. In surrender. In surrender I find peace. In surrender I find you. In surrender I find you, Lord. In surrender I experience the fullness of your kingdom, Jesus. In surrender. In surrender. In surrender I find you. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Driving, assist resisting you, God. Have your way in my heart. This is my desire, this is my request, this is my prayer, this is my prayer. Jesus, come have your way. In everything I do, have your way. I need you to have your way. I need you to come guide. Spirit of wisdom, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in my mind. Have your way in my mind. Have your way. I open up to you. You alone, oh God. Holy Spirit, come have your way. Open this church to you. We give you the platform, God. Come have your way. Nothing else will do. Come have your way. Come have your way. Lord, come have your way. Come have your way. I like when you hear. Cause when you are here, the captives are delivered. Come have your way. When you are here, there is freedom. Come have your way. When you are here, the walls of our religions fall. The walls of our traditions fall. That's why we give you room, we give you space. Come have your way. Have your way here in my
in my mind, in my body. See, when you come, Lord, when our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit, we get to experience good health. Not only good mental and spiritual health, but also good physical health. Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of wisdom. He teaches us how to conduct ourselves. He teaches us how to even feed our physical bodies. That's why, Lord, we invite you. I invite you in my heart, Lord. Have your way. Come have your way. Come have your way. Have your way. Have your way in our plans, Lord. Like the word says, Father, look, see if I am not on the right path. Father, look, see if I'm getting ready to make any stupid move. Holy Spirit, look, since you know the future, since you know tomorrow, if you see that I'm on the wrong road, on the wrong path, lead us, lead me, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. No more striving. Fully surrender. I fully surrender. I fully surrender again today. Whoa. I fully surrender to your will, to your way. Not my will, but your will, God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'd make them, just make a miracle in our hearts. It's like it says in Ezekiel, it says, you will give us a heart of flesh. Father, I pray that you take away the stony, the section in our hearts that is just hard and bitter. Lord, I pray that you'd make us receptive to your word, receptive to your presence, receptive to your ways. Lord, I pray that you would heal our hearts from past hurt, from whatever hurt, whatever we carry, Lord. You heal it, Lord Jesus. We lay it at your feet. We lay it on the altar, God. I pray that you would come consume. See, when your fire come, it come and purifies. When your fire come, it comes and sanctifies. On us, Lord. We need your spirit in us, Father. Forgive our stubbornness. It is, Lord, wide open. Here's our mind, here's our body, Lord. We say, have your way, Lord. We know when you speak, when you speak, things change. That's why we invite you to speak in our situation, Lord. I pray that you speak in my situation, Lord. I pray that you'd speak here in this church. You speak, Lord. Don't let humans speak, but for Holy Spirit, we give you room, we give you space. I give you room. I invite you. You are so invited.
Spirit of revelation, holy fire of God, come have your way in me. Have your way in him. Have your way. Father, I pray that you'd open the eyes of our understanding. Father, I pray among the remnant you rising up right now. Lord, I pray that you'd bring our mind in line with kingdom mindset. That we would stop thinking church, but we would start thinking kingdom. Because Jesus, that's why you came. You came to destroy the kingdom of darkness that holds so many captives, and to establish the kingdom of hope, your kingdom. So change our hearts, Lord. Change our mind. And we say, make it like yours. Make us think like you. Like a child imitate their parents. Father, I pray that you would allow us to just gaze on you. Allow us to be imitators, like it says in Philippians chapter 2. It says, therefore, be imitators of Christ. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us a desire. You would give us a changed heart. Give me a changed heart, Lord. Like it says in Psalm 119, it says, Father, give me a desire for your presence, desire for righteousness, for joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost, more than a desire for money or for material position. Work a miracle in our hearts, Father. It is you. It is you that I adore. It is you that I want. It is you that we are after. Nothing else will do. No. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will do. No program can deliver us from our sins. Nothing else can break the chains of addiction. Nothing else can deliver the oppressed. Nothing else, really, nothing else can heal anxiety and worry. But Jesus, Prince of Peace, when you come in, we get to experience fullness. Fullness of you. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts, even in the way we manage relationships, the way we treat people. Father, I pray that you'd break your heart. Will you break our hearts for the things that breaks your heart? Here's our heart, Lord. We say, come have your way. Lord, right now I want to intercede for some people who are just struggling. Maybe there are people out there that are struggling to trust you. Jesus, stand in the gap. Lord, I pray for my friend who's been hurt by the church.
And they think because of people in the church misrepresented you, they think you are like that. God, I pray for mercy. Release your healing, Lord. Go. Only you can touch them. Only you can heal them. And only you can bring their hearts back to you, Father. So right now, Father, I pray, I beg for mercy for people who have been hurt. Heal them, Father. Give them a revelation of who you are. You remain good at all times. Maybe sometimes our ways, we think you should act different. In different ways you do things, but we trust your sovereignty. I trust your sovereignty, Jesus. We acknowledge that we are in need of you. I acknowledge that I'm in need of a Savior. More than the air we breathe, Father. As you open up our eyes, Father, let us see how deep, how long, how wide, how marvelous your love is. That I don't have to do anything. I can just come and enjoy my Father's embrace, my Father's acceptance. So for years, religion caused me to understand that there was a time in my life it felt like I needed to perform. But thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening up our eyes. But give us a deeper revelation yet. Nothing we can do would make you accept us more, would make you love us more. We can just come. Father, I pray that you would draw your church to your word. That you would call those who call by your name back to the Bible. That they would read the Bible. Father, I pray as I intercede right now for your bride, that we would stop substituting your presence for other things. Trying to appeal to people. Trying to please people. Trying to make people feel comfortable. We only find comfort when you're here, Lord. We only find true deliverance, true freedom is when you are here. Burn our hearts. Let your fire burn. Burn it, burn it, burn our hearts, Lord, with you. Let our hearts burn. Burn with you. Burn with passion. Burn with passion, fresh fire. Like a rushing wind, would you breathe within my heart? Through the waiting rain, I could still hear you call my name. Like a rushing wind, Holy Ghost, would you breathe within my heart? When the night gets rough, let me hear you call my name. Lord, I need you. How I need you, Jesus. Oh, I need you. How I need you. I need your love like I need water. I need your love like I need breath. Inside of my lungs, burning my heart just like a fire. Come and take me over, Jesus, show me deeper. Your love, I need your love like I need water. I need your love like I need breath inside of my lungs, burning my heart just like a fire. Come and take me deeper, Jesus, draw me closer, draw me closer. I need your grace like I need fire, water. I need your grace like I need breath inside of my lungs, burning my heart just like a fire. Come and take me over. I need your mercy like I need water. Deeper in love with you, deeper in intimacy, deeper in the fear of the Lord, deeper in your word, oh God, deeper in holiness, deeper in righteousness, deeper in faithfulness, oh God, this is my heart's prayer tonight, today. I need your love, I need your grace. I need it more than my next heartbeat. I need you, I need it more than my next heartbeat. I need it, I need it. I need your love like I need water. I need your love like I need breath. Inside of my lungs, burning my heart just like a fire. Burning my heart, Lord. Burning my heart, Lord. I need your grace like I need water. I need your grace like I need breath. Inside of my lungs, burning my heart just like a fire. Come and take me over. Draw me deeper. I need your favor like I need water. I need your faith.
come and take me over. Jesus, draw me closer.
Draw me closer, Father. Lord, I thank you that the depth of our relationship really depends on us, because you've already so long to go so deep with us. So the closer we get to you, the closer you are, you get to us. So we come to you today. And we thank you for your presence, Lord. Father, I thank you for an increase in faith. Increase in faith. To believe the impossible. Because you said, Lord, in your word that nothing is impossible to those who believe. So, Father, I pray even right now for anybody out there. I just pray and see for people that are struggling in their faith. Struggling to trust a good God. But, Lord, as for us, we trust you. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who would never. Never fail. I sought the Lord and he heard. Yes, he answered. I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought my God. Yes, he answered. Came through for me. I sought the Lord, yes he heard, yes he'll answer. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. That's why I trust him, that's why I trust him, God. My Savior, the one who would never fail. He will never fail. Trust in God, my Savior, the one who would never fail. He will never fail. No, he won't. He will never fail. I sought the Lord and he heard. Yes, he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard. Yes, he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard. Yes, he answered. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. That's when I seek you, you answer. I sought the Lord and he heard. Yes, he answered. That's why I trust in God.
my Savior, the one who would never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. He will never fail. He will never fail. I sought the Lord, and He heard. Yes, He answered. I sought the Lord, and He heard. And He answered. I sought the Lord, and He heard. Yes, He answered. That's why I trust Him. That's why I trust Him. I sought the Lord, and You heard. You answer when I pray. I sought the Lord. That's why I trust Him. That's why I trust Him. I sought the Lord. Sought the Lord. Yes, He heard the answer. That's why I trust Him. That's why I trust in God, my Savior, the one who never fail. He will never fail. I trust in You, my Savior. You are the one. You've been faithful. You are faithful. You will never fail. You will never fail. You keep Your words. You are never late, no.
Father, I pray right now that You would give us a greater measure of patience. Patience to wait. Reading the story in the Bible about Abraham, how he just couldn't wait. Lord, I pray that You just give our heart the patience that we need to just wait. That would not be taking action into our own hands or matters into our hands, but Father, we would wait. We wait on You. We wait on You. We wait on You. We wait on You. Oh, we wait on You, Jesus. We wait on You today, right now. Thank You for Your presence, Lord. Thank you. You honor, dear Lord. It is you that we adore. It is you that we worship. It is you that we pray to. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for healing in this place. Even when we don't see it, you're working. Even when we don't feel it, and thank you for allowing us to feel it. I feel it. It's not just in our physical sense, but I know my spirit feel it. Lord, I pray that we would continue to encounter you. Thank you, Abba. I want to finish with this verse in Psalm 91, where it says, "Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will abide." It says, "You who sit down," get a different version. It says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty." Psalm 91, verse 1. And this morning I was meditating on this verse, and the Lord was opening up my eyes on the fact that there's another version that says, "He who dwells in the secret place will abide under the shadow." And then the question the Lord was asking is like, man, can you imagine being under the shadow of God? It means no harm can affect us. Being under the shadow of the Most High God is being under the blood of Jesus. So there is this invitation for us to continue to dwell in the secret place. You know, in our homes, in our cars, everywhere we find us. Because it was just like, man, back in the days when David wrote this, only the high priest was allowed to the secret place. But yet David, oh my goodness, he had this revelation saying, "He who dwells in the secret place will abide." There's so much in this verse. So I just pray this over you guys, that you would, may you dwell in the secret place. Because the secret place is not just here, but it's everywhere we go. Because we are aware of His presence. The secret place is in your heart. Make room in your heart for Him. So Father, we thank you. We bless your name for today. Soaking. You're so honored here. More, 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 more. Just more. Just more, Holy Spirit. Just more. Just more. We thank you that the burdens, the things we carry, that when we come before you, we can lay them down, but we don't have to pick them up on our way out. Lord, we thank you for victory. We thank you even as we put this online. Lord, I pray for anybody that tap on this online, that your presence, the Holy Spirit, would just minister to them. It's all about you, Jesus. It is all about you. Father, as we continue to lift up the banner of praise in this house, let your house be the house of prayer. Every chance we got to pray in this place, Father, let it be. Let it be a place for your glory, a place where you dwell, a place for miracles, a place for healing, a place for restoration. We love you, Lord. You're so good. In Jesus' name.